This is Karen Rivera, WRPR News. President-elect Barack Obama sees the future of education as a stepping stone to getting students to become global participants. However, what does that mean for Ramapo? As post-secondary education takes a new direction with a new president, the emphasis is now on how students can become internationally savvy. And Ramapo has been heading in that direction for quite some time, striking relationships with India and China to offer some unique programs designed to help students step out of their comfort zone in educational and cultural ways. President Mercer explains why.
The whole point of study abroad is to give you an opportunity to experience something that you wouldn't experience at home.
I am currently outside of the mansion where both President Mercer and Dr. Geller, the new director of the Rockefeller Center, have met on how to emphasize on the essentials of a Ramapo education.
The international intercultural experience, these intersect really perfectly.
Geller is paving the way for new programs at Ramapo. There's a possibility to have a medical program in Argentina, mostly directed at nursing majors to learn Spanish. And according to Geller, there are also future plans to have a summer program in Beijing, Shanghai, and Hong Kong. The Rockefeller Center is also focusing on broadening the India Study Abroad experience where many Ramapo students have gone, including 22-year-old Rachel Nagy.
You can't know the things that you learn there without going and seeing and like experiencing and understand that these women are doing these things and they're being forced to do these things because of the way that it's developed over there. And they're, it's much more deeply entrenched in the culture and the religion, and you need to start there.
But in the end, what matters most is the impact of globalization and how American students play into that role, according to Geller.
It's important to get beyond our borders so that we can hold up a mirror to ourselves and to understand that our way of life and our way of human relations, of social relations, of family relations, is not the normative way in the world. It is one way of many.
I'm Karen Rivera with WRPR News.